This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. Admit it, you've looked in the mirror and said to yourself, I really should be in the movies. Of course, not all of us can get to enjoy that glamorous life or to enjoy the wealth, fame, fast cars, expensive toys, fancy parties, and of course scandals of movie stars. For me, being a Pakistani-born American, the chance of competing directly with Tom Cruise as a megastar is just mission impossible. So what can I do? Just like everyone else, full of daydreams and a PhD in building castles in the air, I dream of writing incredibly powerful novels or movie scripts. Of course, that leads to the challenge of coming up with some good ideas. You need colorful characters, weird and entertaining characters who can help us lose touch with reality, who can make us believe what we are seeing on screen is real, even though it is all one big lie someone made up. Where would any of us find such a source of inspiration? Most of us do not have imaginations that powerful, and that is when I realized, where can I get those ideas? The White House, our own government, and politicians are so much more full of acting and unreal ideas than any movie in Hollywood can be. And unlike any movie, like Rambo or Mission Impossible, where you can run out of themes and ideas, you can never run out of new twists from Washington. All you have to do is read a newspaper. Unless you're the President of the United States, of course. In that case, you get your news directly from God through speaking to a holy prophet. Anyway, just reading the latest news headlines has me thinking of so many angles, so many plots, so many sequels. I am positively excited. We have seen on the internet already many spoof posters of Star Wars showing Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld and Rice in front of Iraq Wars posters. I have often joked about President Bush kissing and hugging the King of Saudi Arabia at Brokeback Ranch in Crawford, Texas. But the real stuff is even more exciting. These days, audiences want so much in a movie. They want action, as we have in Iraq. They want drama, as we have in the White House every day. They want sex. Well, that would be against family values, unless it's a Department of Homeland Security official seducing 13-year-old girls on the internet. People want good guys and bad guys. They need a good-looking white hero, like George Bush, and they gotta have an obligatory black person in the role of sidekick, like Colin Powell or Condoleezza Rice. And they must have at least one strong woman, either with or against the hero, for which Hillary Clinton would love to have the part. You need an ugly villain, usually an Arab, if you cannot find a generic East European-looking the part. And Bin Laden already has that part. You need lots of explosions, body parts flying around, cars blowing up, threats, tough language, and so much more. And Iraq provides that to us every day. You need actors who are moving from movies to real life, like the recently resigning White House staff, and some moving from TV to movies, like Fox News Channel's Fair and Balanced, Tony Snow now going to work at the White House. You need actors with quick fingers who can shoot guns, like Dick Cheney. I mean, the list goes on, and it would be all so much fun if only the body count in the illegal war in Iraq was not so real. Think of the ideas that come to mind from the headlines I am looking at just now. Thanks to Bush's direct threats against Iran, we now have the Iranians threatening us directly. So, instead of cowboys and Indians movies, we can have George Bush star in a movie about cowboys and Iranians. Rice and Rumsfeld can star in Rice and Rumsfeld's excellent adventure as they visit Iraq. Silent Hill would be about Hillary not speaking out against the war in Iraq. Scary Movie 4 would be if Laura Bush or Condi Rice run for president. Bush's sinking popularity could be the inspiration for Poseidon 2. Bush's global warming policy would be Ice Age the Meltdown. But hopefully soon, this president's term will be over and they will all be X-Men. Our government has made up so many good stories, so many scripted lies, presented us with so many false special effects at the United Nations, making so many people believe that what they hear from the government is real. It makes me wonder, can Bush and his team win an Academy Award for Best Acting? Best script, best explosions, best twists and turns, but worst movie in the history of the United States? What do you think? This is Imran Anwar, signing off.